put y'all up on something, man. Yo.
Hey, yo, eyes on me.
You know what I mean?
Eyes on Black Rob.
Anything ill you see is,
rest in peace, Black Rob. If you don't know, now you know.
Especially if you got the fully equipped kid on it.
54 years ain't long enough.
Like, yo, I had this bad chick uptown. She was had me messed up in the head. I mean, bought the chick diamonds and pearls. I mean,
if you weren't outside when this was on, you would put this shit outside.
See, my dough was
I ain't mad at you, but you was there, you know.
Lost a blue strip, 2/10, like money wanna beat my blueprints. I'm like, had to hit the brake on y'all brothers, like,
hey, yo, YouTube, I know we ain't gonna get monetization on this. It's all good.
Half an hour, like, like they had
we can collaborate hour, something, like, though. I ain't never been afraid of no collaboration. Holla at
so
your boy. Hey, I heard all the noise out there about LeBron James retiring.
Nitro,
I want y'all to know the teacher. Hey, that's all I thought about. For some reason, this song was the only thing I could think about when I kept hearing that LeBron James move. Hey, if you didn't know, this is a LeBron James episode. Don't even worry about it. This is a LeBron James episode if you ain't know.
Through your window, buddy,
so if you like, are not a fan of LeBron James, this is not going to be the podcast for you. If you are a fan of LeBron James, then guess what? You probably want to stay here. I'm going to tell you to go ahead and chill. Yo, it's the summertime. This is what I'm on for the summertime. Y'all going to hear a lot of this. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Talk Spicy. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. Do this thing a few times a week. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree. But whatever you do, keep it spicy. 5-star ratings are appreciated. If you're joining me on the YouTube channel, make sure that you like. Make sure you subscribe. I heard the talk. I heard the chatter. I heard LeBron. I heard him talking about, you know, hinting at retirement. When people asked him about it, he said, hey, I have to consider it. This was just after him for several years telling us that he wanted to be in the league long enough to play with his son. He's amended that, right? He's amended it. He says, well, you know, it's my dream. It's something I want to do, but it's not necessarily, I can't necessarily say what Bronny wants to do. And so really it's going to be up to Bronny. But guess what? It's not really up to Bronny. It's up to LeBron. If LeBron wants to play with his son, then LeBron can play with his son. If an NBA team wants LeBron to play with his son, then LeBron will play with his son. Next year, if Bronny James declares after his first year with USC, where I think he should be great if they use him the way he should be used, he should be used just like an NBA player. He has an NBA player's game already. Right now, without anything else, LeBron James Jr. is a 3-and-D player. He's a 3-and-D player. So if USC uses him as such, locking up guards on the other end, busting threes, able to slash, he'll dunk on somebody, he's going to catch a couple bodies next year. You know he's in the weight room heavy. Why? Because his dad's in the weight room heavy. You know his body's going to fill out and mature into a grown man's body. Why? Because his father's body filled out and matured into a grown man's body. He has the same body as his dad. He just doesn't have the height. It's the same frame. It's the same structure. It's the same. Actually, it's more explosiveness. If you think about LeBron and how high LeBron was getting as an 18-year-old, and you think about how high Bronny is getting as an 18-year-old, the only difference is the height. If LeBron James Jr. was 6'9", he would be doing crazy stuff out there. Crazy stuff. He's already doing crazy stuff. So if in a year, as a 3-and-D guy, he comes in, why would the Lakers not move heaven and earth to make sure that they got LeBron James Jr. on the Lakers? Why would they not do that? LeBron doesn't want to play in any other city. He's where he wants to be. He wants to be in California. He wants to be in LA. That's where business is. That's where life is. Everything's Gucci, right? He's not going anywhere. He wants to be in LA. So why wouldn't the Lakers move heaven and earth? So with all due respect to LeBron James, if Bronny James comes out after next year and LeBron James is still around, which I think he will be, and I'll explain, then there's a better than likely chance that you're going to see both of those guys playing together. That's just what it is, right? That's just what it is. Nobody has to try to cast aspersions or anything. That's just what it is, whether Bronny likes it or not. And guess what, Bronny? You're not going to have to deal with it for very long, because it's not like LeBron is going to stay around and play for the better part of your athletic career, of your NBA career. He's only going to be around for another year or two. However, here's why I think it's cap when people start talking about LeBron James retiring. See, LeBron James understands the game. He understands the game the same way that media understands the game. For the same reasons that First Take and ESPN and all of these outlets talk LeBron James every single day, what does LeBron James do? Leaves him with a little bit of nugget so that the talk in the offseason is LeBron James. See, because he understands that his branding and his assault at not just being a billionaire, but being a billionaire who owns an NBA franchise, being a billionaire who's synonymous with basketball, being a billionaire that goes down as not just the on the Mount Rushmore, which he already is, but being the greatest ever in all aspects of the game. In all aspects. See, everybody will tell you Michael Jordan's the greatest player. But even though Michael Jordan has the Jordan brand and he owns a basketball team and he has a tasty tequila, nobody's telling you that Michael Jordan is the GOAT businessman. A lot of people believe that Magic Johnson is the GOAT businessman. So if Magic Johnson is the GOAT businessman and Michael Jordan is the GOAT player and LeBron James is supposed to be the intersection of Magic and Michael, which is what I've always believed him to be, then guess what? He not only wants to give you the argument of who's the best basketball player, he wants to give you the argument of who's the best basketball player turned businessman. And you don't do that without squeezing every bit of life out of the career as you can. Magic didn't do it. It hurt his brand. Michael didn't do it. It hurt his brand. For all of the success that they have had, because they did not squeeze every bit of life for Magic and Michael, maybe some different reasons, right? But because they were not able to squeeze every bit of life out of the career, they didn't have the same level of eyes on them through generations as LeBron James is going to have. See, LeBron James came in just early enough where people were still on that Michael Jordan jump off. He came in just early enough to see to live out the Kobe run, to live out the Iverson run. Then he had his run. And now you could argue he's still here watching as the Giannis's and the Jokers and the Devin Bookers and the next stars are going along. But he doesn't have to go anywhere. I still believe he has another $100 million on his contract. Who just walks away from $100 million? Nobody. It behooves the Lakers to pay him just like it behooved the Lakers to pay Kobe Bryant when Kobe Bryant was on the back end of his career. The difference is that Kobe Bryant could not on a regular basis sustain the level of play because his body was breaking down at a much faster rate than LeBron. Why? Genetics. That's it. It's just genetics. It's nothing else. There's no other reason. There's nothing else that you can point to. It's genetics. Genetics has allowed for LeBron James to live in this space much longer than it allowed Kobe Bryant to live in the space. There's no blame. There's no shade. It just is what it is. So now at 38 years old, like, we just saw what LeBron James was at 38 years old. Come in. Hey. Hello.
Can I do the sign for this thing? Or is it that time? I can leave.
Can I come down to your class and sign those? Are you leaving? Let me sign them right now.
For the next hour. I'm sorry. This is from Margaret Hall from the department. If you just sign your name, here's a pen. And we got a book from this report. Thank you.
No problem.
All right.
Have a good one.
You as well.
See, the interesting part with a guy like LeBron James is that people keep saying, oh, retirement is looming, retirement is looming. But a body like his and a work ethic like his means that he could do this legitimately for another 5 or 6 years. Can he be 25, 8-8 LeBron for another 5 years? Maybe not, but why can't he be 18, 8-5 LeBron? If you could get LeBron right now, if you're saying LeBron James is going to give you 18, 5 and 5 for the next 5 to 6 years. Who's not signing up for that? You are paying worse players that type of money to do less. There are guys out here right now getting, ridiculous amounts of money to do less than 18, 5, and 5. Because somebody thought that he was going to be an 18, 5, and 5 guy. But it behooves LeBron James to continue to build his legend, to continue to build his star, to max out, to tap, to squeeze all the juice, to squeeze all the juice out of it, right? Before he transitions into whatever he does next. And we have to remember, at his age, the transition into whatever he does next means like him at 40-something, early 40s. Mid-40s. Tom Brady played the game until he was 40, mid-40s. Nobody's like, oh my God, Tom Brady's life's over. They're like, yo, he got so much left. He squeezed all the juice out of it. And by doing that, right, he could decide on his own, hey, listen, I've made my money. I now want to position myself to be on a team that's a championship contender every year. So when his next 2 years up and he can no longer be 25, 8, and 8 LeBron, when he can no longer be 25, 8, and 8 LeBron, when he has to be 18, 17, 16, 5, and 5 LeBron, he can take a lesser deal, diminish his role, shorten his seasons down, right? Diminish his role, take less money, and now allow that money to be spent on not just stars, but on really good players that are going to fit within the framework of what they're trying to do. LeBron can do that. He can make the sacrifice. He can make the sacrifice that we can argue Dwayne Wade wasn't willing to make in Miami. He didn't want less money. He could make the sacrifice that some of the greats were not willing to make because they only saw themselves. But if LeBron James has long been lauded as an unselfish player, then guess what? That would be the time for him to be unselfish again. Hey, listen, I'm taking less money because I'm taking a lesser role. I'm taking less money. So instead of you paying me $50 million a year, pay me $25 a year. Take that $25 and go get another really good player that is going to fit with the chemistry of this team. That's going to get us one step closer to a championship. That is going to put us in a position to make a dynastic championship run every single year we're in the business. Every single year. LeBron has that ability. And while he's doing that, he's continually, as he's done masterfully his entire career, but now with purpose, continually setting up the chess pieces so that when he cashes out, when he says, I retire, it is checkmate. When he says, I retire, it's checkmate. It is a statue in Cleveland. It is a statue in Miami. I'm sorry, Miami fans, but it's a statue in Miami. You got two championships and four finals appearances straight off the back of LeBron James. When you put that statue up of Dwayne Wade, right next to it, you put that statue up of LeBron James. And in there somewhere, you find a place to put that statue or that memorabilia of Udonis Haslem. I love Zoe. Zoe ain't bringing no championships. UD wouldn't have no chip without LeBron. Excuse me, that's not true. UD would not have a chip without the stars because he has a chip. Wade got a chip on his own with an older Shaq, but still an effective Shaq. He deserves that. He deserves that statue because you wouldn't go to four straight. And you wouldn't win two championships without Wade there. Maybe you would, but he's there, right? I love Chris Bosh. Chris Bosh is criminally underrated. But then we talk about the longevity of the career, and unfortunately, his waned, right? Because of the illnesses and the blood clots. That's unfortunate. Right next to that Wade statue, go ahead, put that LeBron statue. And then put his statue out here in LA. Because when it's all said and done, he will probably have, if he does what I'm telling him to do, he was going to spend, what, close to 10 years, 10 seasons as a Laker? He has a Hall of Fame stat line just with the Lakers. And if he does that, another 5-6 years of 18-5-5, 16-5-5. He's already the all-time leading scorer. He's going to threaten all-time leading rebounding. He's going to threaten all-time leading assists. He's going to threaten all-time leader in steals. He's going to threaten all-time leader in, like, he is going to put LeBron James at the top of every single accounting stat that we have. He might not be at the top of every metric. The guys who don't have to watch the games in order to see greatness. But he's going to be at the top of every accounting stat that has been around that shows us, hey, this person is great. That's what LeBron James is going to do. He's already there. He's already, you know, one of one. But he could put it out of reach. Never before again. When he stamps that retirement pass, when he shuts it down, when he shuts it down, it will be a spectacle unlike you have ever seen in your life. You thought the Michael Jordan retirement thing was bad, or was crazy, or was too much, or was over the top. Wait till LeBron retires. There's a good chance because LeBron James, because of what LeBron James means to basketball, because of his impact, there's a good chance that places you don't even think will honor LeBron James will full-fledged honor LeBron James. Everywhere he goes, it'll be a celebration. And meanwhile, he'll have things set up to cash in on it, to make money, to make dollars, to put his self in a light that would not be there in any other way than him just playing. And then he sets up his moves so that when he leaves, he walks into that Vegas franchise. He walks into that Vegas franchise because you know that's what they want to do. And you know that's what he wants to do. You know that's what he wants to do. But this idea that he is leaving after 40 plus, what? Are y'all kidding me? Like, are we not understanding who LeBron James is? Where is he going to go? What's he going to do? He doesn't have this out of his system yet. Let me run down for you guys what LeBron James just did while getting swept by the Nuggets. While getting swept by the Nuggets, right? Game one. In 40 minutes, he had 26 points on 9 of 16 shooting, 12 rebounds, 9 assists, 1 block. In game two, the game they should have won, 40 minutes, 22 points, 9 of 19 shooting, 9 rebounds, 10 assists, 4 blocks. I'm sorry, 4 steals, 2 blocks. In game three, 43 minutes, he understands the severity. So he's like, okay, I'll crank it up a little bit. 43 minutes, 23 points, 8 of 19 shooting, 3 of 9 from the three-point line, 7 rebounds, 12 assists. And in game four, the closeout game when they lost, and had a chance to win, but he got blocked at the end, or he got tied up at the end, because he did what all of you wanted him to do and not what probably was in his instincts to do, which was go and find a pass. So he went in and shot amongst the trees, amongst the reaching hands, when he probably should have tried to dish it out. I ain't mad at him, because that's what y'all wanted him to do. 48 minutes, 40 points. 15 of 25 from the field, 4 of 7 from three-point line, 10 rebounds, 9 assists, 2 steals. What about any of those stat lines say, I'm washed? This isn't, again, and this isn't a diss, because I love Kobe Bryant. I love Kobe Bryant. This has nothing, this is not a diss of Kobe Bryant, right? This is not a diss of Kobe Bryant. I've got to say it enough times so that enough people hear it to know that this is not me dissing Kobe Bryant. But in Kobe Bryant's final game, when he hit 60, he shot 50 times in that game. He had 50 attempts. He He shot 21 three-pointers. He made six. He shot 50 times. He made 22. And he only played 42 minutes. My guy, he was getting them up. He was getting them up. Four rebounds, four assists, one steal, one block. Just so you know. He was getting them up. You're never going to see LeBron James shoot 50 times in a game. It's not happening. That's not how his game works. He doesn't want to do that. He doesn't want to do that. So now we're sitting here with LeBron James for this season. You want to know what LeBron James' statistics look like in at age 38? He turned 38 in December. At age 38, this is what his statistics look like. 28.9 points a game, 8.3 rebounds a game, 6.8 assists a game. He played 55 games. Now, I could argue that he should probably never again play more than 60 games in a season. Like, 60 should be his regular season cap, right? One assist, half a block. One assist, half a block. That's his stat line. Field goal percentage, 50%. Three-point percentage, 32.1%. People are like, oh my God, he's awful. Well, he's making 3.2 out of every 10. And he's not a volume three-point shooter. So what are we talking about? In his 1,954 minutes this year, he scored 1,590 points. None of these stats sound like somebody that's retiring anytime soon. This dude is not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere. Next season, he's not going anywhere. The season after that. 2026, the 2026-27 season, holler at me about LeBron James retiring before that season. But for the next 2 years, he's not going anywhere. You know why? Because he really and truly legitimately thinks that he can play at this level past his son getting to the NBA. So if his son, who even if he didn't go to college, wouldn't be eligible to come to the NBA, because you have to have 1 year removed from high school, right? He would have played in the G League or played somewhere else. Overtime, elite, whatever. Whatever the thing is, right? 1 year, now he gets to watch his son in LA right next to the crypto.com arena, right? He gets to watch his son. Then he gets to watch his son gets drafted and either go against or play with his son. Now, oh, by the way, that year, if I'm not mistaken, will be the year that Bryce James is making his college decision. That year will be the year that Bryce James is making his college decision. And then at that point, LeBron's going to go, well, man, I got to the league with Bronny. Why can't I get there with Bryce? See, it's not just about breaking the record or doing something that's never been done before. It is taking the things that have never been done before to an entirely different level. Ken Griffey played with Ken Griffey Sr. Ken Griffey Sr. was never LeBron James. Ken Griffey Sr. was never LeBron James. There's a chance that That Bronny James will never be LeBron James. But guess what? It's a cool, like, the fact that you're even there when your father was who he was. Name another. Kobe Bryant's dad wasn't that, right? Tim Hardaway Jr.'s in the league. His dad wasn't that. Glenn Robinson III's dad's there. Glenn Robinson, he wasn't that. Look at all the players who have ascended to the league. Their fathers were not LeBron James-esque. And all of the guys from the past who were LeBron James-esque, what did their kids do? Where's Larry Bird's kids at? What did Michael Jordan's kids do? Daughter and two sons, all hooped. Crickets. Magic Johnson's kids. No. Right? Dominique Wilkins had a nephew, Gerald Wilkins' son, but he didn't get there to play with Dominique or Gerald, and they're not LeBron. All of the juniors, all of the thirds, all of the people who have come along, their fathers were not LeBron. So for them to get, for Bronny to get to the league and LeBron be there, hey, let's keep it real. This is still about LeBron. So he's going in 2 years. Next year, he's going to watch his son play at USC. Then he's going to watch his son get drafted and then play against him. That's 2 years. And at that point, if he's still 28, 8-6 LeBron, which he could very well be. How crazy is that, by the way? He's still going to be a 20-point scorer at 40 years old. He's still going to be giving you 20-plus a game at 40 years old. It's going to happen. Why? Because it happened with MJ. People are acting like this is so crazy for LeBron to play this long. But you got to remember that Michael Jordan did this. He played in the NBA against all of those killers well into his late into his career, right? Well late into his career, he was playing against these dudes. 38 and 39. 39 was his last year in the league with Washington, right? 39 was Michael Jordan's last year in the league. He averaged 20 points a game. Averaged 20 points a game, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 1.5 steals, half a block. And that was a 38 and 39 where he had spent 3 years not playing. And we know that Michael Jordan did not take care of his body the same way that LeBron James takes care of his body. We know that. By the way, just so you're wondering, like, this dude played in 82 games that last year. You want to know how much of a killer Michael Jordan is? He played in 82 games that last year and averaged 37 minutes. But that's to the detriment of his body. The year before that, by the way, he played 60 games. Year before that, he played 60 games, and that's why I think the sweet spot is for LeBron. 60 games every year, my guy. Is 82 or trying to push. You should have it designed into the schedule. Hey, LeBron is not playing back-to-back stuff. That's stupid. LeBron's going to play here, and then he's going to take a few days off. And if that happens to be with some games on it, then so be it. He's going to have a design. Like physical rest, because he is 39 years old doing this. Because we want him here for the playoffs. And they should put it in the schedule so that people know. Don't lie to them. Hey, listen, If you're trying to come and see LeBron, he's not going to be here these dates. He's not playing these dates. Why? Because he needs his rest, because he's old, and we want to win a championship. And you can clearly see that even though he dropped 40 in his last game, he was not fresh. He was not healthy. You got to get him to the playoffs at maximum capacity so he can be him, so that he can be Timothy when it matters most. Ladies and gentlemen, LeBron James is not going anywhere. And I contend that he is most likely playing another 4 years, because I don't think it's Bronny that he's really looking at. I think it's Bryce. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. If I'm lying, I'm flying. I'll admit it. Hey, I was wrong. He wasn't. But boy, does it look tasty. Man, does it look tasty. LeBron being the first guy, the only guy to ever play with not one, or play in the same league with not one, but two of his sons. And the fact that both of his boys play different positions means that there's no reason why they can't play on the same team. It's too tasty. It's too yummy. LeBron's not going anywhere. LeBron's not going anywhere. It might look different, but he's going to be here for a while. Get used to it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Talk Spicy. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. We do this thing a few times a week. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree, but whatever you do, keep it spicy. 5-star ratings are appreciated. If you're joining me on the YouTube channel, make sure that you like. Make sure you subscribe. YouTube, holla at me. Anything ill you see is woe. Yeah. Have me a big six, when you see LeBron out there woe. Getting 40 at 38 years old, that's woe. Kid on it, it's woe. So next time,
you know I mean? Like, yo, I had this bad chick uptown, she was woe. Had me messed up in the head, I mean, woe. Bought the chick diamonds and pearls.